Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the lower 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, wintry mix late in the lower 20s. For Sunday, chance of freezing drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies. We'll see highs at 36 degrees. Right now, it's 3 above.
We have no weather-related postponements or delays for the area schools today. Axtell Harvester's Food Pantry distribution has been canceled for Friday. Harvester's Food Pantry at Axtell canceled Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. A 23-year-old former volunteer volleyball coach at the University of Kansas is charged with several burglaries and thefts of items such as underwear and swimming suits. Skylar Yee was charged this week with 15 total counts, including 4 felony counts of burglary. The Kansas City Star reports Douglas County court records show the break-ins occurred 4 times between December of 2017 and January of this year at 2 addresses in Lawrence. 20 inmates at the Larned Correctional Mental Health Facility facing felony charges after a riot at the prison back in November. Pawnee County Attorney Doug McNett filed the charges after a state prison official completed an investigation of the November 6th uprising. The county attorney said in a news release this week that the 20 inmates were identified as primarily responsible for the riots, which caused extensive damage to the housing units. Mid-America Network News.
Attention, co-op members. In conjunction with Countryside Motors in Wellington, all co-op members and their families qualify for additional rebates on Chevrolet, Buick, Hustler Turf Equipment, and Polaris vehicles. This exclusive fleet rebate program is only being offered by Countryside Motors in Wellington, Kansas. Offers are not being published to the general public. They are available to co-op members in Kansas or Oklahoma. For full details, contact Countryside Motors in Wellington at 620-326-7433 or online at countrysidemotors.net.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's fellow Democrats are attacking a Republican tax relief plan approved by the state Senate as a giveaway to large corporations. The vote yesterday in the GOP-dominated Senate was 26-14. GOP leaders argue the bill would improve the state's economic climate. The bill is designed to prevent Kansas residents and businesses from paying higher state income taxes because of changes in federal tax laws. The Kansas Senate has approved this week a bill that would make a $115 million payment to the state pension system for teachers and government workers. The money represents part of the state's annual contribution to the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System that lawmakers skipped in 2016, plus interest. Legislators shorted the pension system that year to help close a budget shortfall. And the bitter grip of winter is still with a stronghold in Kansas, but things warming as we hit the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday, a grand jury has determined that no crime was committed by anyone in the death of a jail inmate in western Nebraska. The jury met to investigate the September 18th death of 38-year-old Candy Flood of Sidney at the Garden County Jail in Oshkosh. Flood was being housed there for Cheyenne County after being arrested on suspicion of disturbing the peace. State law requires a grand jury investigation when someone dies in custody or being arrested. The jury report says Flood's death was caused by a heart attack and high blood pressure. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has told lawmakers that his proposed tax break for military retirees is necessary to keep skilled, highly motivated workers in the state. Ricketts presented the proposal to the legislature's Revenue Committee along with veterans. The bill would exempt half of the benefits paid to military retirees who stay in the state of Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
When you look around, you might feel pride is in short supply these days. Everything's being disrupted. Rules.
It's also what's led us to. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Keith Bramhall of Vermilion was selected as Marshall County 3rd District Commissioner Thursday evening from among a list of 9 candidates. Precinct Committee representatives made the selection, which goes on to the state party for approval and the Kansas governor for final appointment. Keith Bramhall will then assume the unexpired term through 2020. An Auburn, Nebraska man, 66-year-old Rick Kubisch, was found dead Wednesday evening, 3 miles north of Clay Center, Kansas, where his truck had drifted off K-15 Highway Sunday. A silver alert had been issued when he went missing Saturday and was last seen in Clay Center Sunday morning. Cause of death was not reported, but was believed related to a medical emergency. A silver alert had been issued by authorities as to his whereabouts. Update on the house fire early Tuesday morning southwest of Frankfort, which destroyed the home of the Carson and Emmy Clark family. It apparently began on the front porch area and quickly spread and was discovered around 3 a.m. when Carson Clark reported hearing a window break. The family, including 2 boys and their dogs, escaped to a back porch roof. Carson jumped and returned with a ladder, and all were unharmed. Firemen from Olsburg, Westmoreland, and Wheaton responded to the blaze just south of the Marshall County line, but were unable to save the 1890s home. A GoFundMe account has been set up for the family, and cash donations may also be left with the Citizens State Bank in Marysville. The first baby of a new year at Washington County Community Hospital was born January 25th. Liam Lehman is the son of Brett and Callie Lehman of Lynn. Spelling Bee winners were announced recently, with Marshall County won by Carla Cruz, a Marysville 7th grader. Devlin Ogg, 4th grade at Frankfort, was runner-up, and Xander Hull, an 8th grade student at Frankfort, was 3rd. Washington County winner was Claire Beichman, and Elijah Meyer was runner-up. Both are 8th grade students at Lynn Lutheran. In Nemahal County, Ryan Uphouse, a 7th grade student at Saints Peter and Paul, won 1st. Alyssa Fry, 7th grade at Nemahal Central, was runner-up. And Miles Wimberly, 8th grade at Centralia, finished 3rd. A tree pruning workshop is slated in Belleville Wednesday, February 13th. River Valley Extension District is partnering with the Kansas Forest Service and will provide hands-on experience in how to properly prune ornamental trees. The training begins Wednesday at 3 p.m., concluding by 4:30. It's an outside event. Dress accordingly. Bring your own gloves and eye protection. Tools will be provided, or attendees may bring their own. The program is free and open to the public. Pre-registration is requested by Monday and limited to 12 people. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office, 325-2121. Optimizing the Cow-Calf Herd, a program on improving genetics, vaccinations, feeding, and other topics, will be featured in Marshall County at Blue Rapids Fairgrounds on Wednesday evening. Meeting begins at 6:30, concluding by 8:30. A meal will be provided at a $5 cost per person. RSVP is requested by Friday. Contact Anastasia Johnson with the Extension Office in Marysville, 562-3531, or email anastasia@ksu.edu. And the River Valley Extension District will offer 4-H Project Leader Training. The event will be held Saturday, February 16th. At 10 and 1 at the Washington County High School. If you're a 4-H project leader or interested, reservations are due by Friday. Contact the River Valley Extension District Office, 527-5084. Harry Whitey Cruzy, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Harry Whitey Cruzy. We have no weather-related school postponements or delays. Axtell Harvester's food pantry distribution today has been canceled. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, tuna noodle casserole, a muffin, California blend, and apple salad. Monday, a fish sandwich on a bun, macaroni salad, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and apricots. No school for Marysville USD 364 today. High school basketball teams tip off at Clay Center tonight. Marysville wrestlers will host Abilene beginning at 6:30. Chapman meets Abilene here beginning at 5.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, quite a week we've had weather-wise. We've had two systems move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which brought some ice as well as mixed precipitation and some heavy snow. This low-pressure system is now moving off towards the east, and we'll see some quiet weather, actually beautiful weather, as we head through the day and into tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. But then we have another system that will move across the central northern parts of the Midwest Saturday night into Sunday, bringing more chances of snow, and another system for the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies and lower 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower teens. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures and lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, wintry mix late, low of 23. And Sunday, chance of freezing drizzle early. That's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early February, 43. Record high in the state, 71 in 2009. The average low, 22. The record low is 14 below zero back in 1895. Sunset this evening, 5:51. Sunrise in the morning at 7:22. It's 3 degrees in Marysville. Wind chill below zero again on a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Again, no weather-related delays or postponements for the area schools today. Axtell Harvester's food pantry distribution is canceled. Let's check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of February. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A wild trade deadline in the NBA. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. LeBron James won't have Anthony Davis on the Lakers this season, but he does have Rajon Rondo.
Ingram to the rim, all the way to the basket, blocked by Horford. Ball's loose, grabbed by Rondo for the win. He got it!
On ESPN 710, Rondo with a buzzer beater as the Lakers took down the Celtics 129-128. Both teams expected to offer trades for Davis this summer. The Philadelphia 76ers traded former number one pick Markelle Fultz to the Magic.
I think it's a new start for him in terms of going to a position where he doesn't have that pressure. He don't have the pressure of being the number one pick.
ESPN Scottie Pippen on the jump. The Sixers are getting Jonathan Simmons and two picks in return. Fultz last played in November. He's still dealing with nerve pain in his shoulder. This is ABC Sports. More NBA trades. The Sixers got to introduce their new star, Tobias Harris.
Personally, myself, as I'm bringing a winning attitude, winning nature, a competitor, a leader, a player that is going to go out there and play his heart out for his team and try to win as many games as possible.
Harris is currently averaging a career-high 21 points per game. Grizzlies center Mark Gasol is heading north. The Raptors acquired him in exchange for three players and a pick.
You know, there's a lot of positives with a guy like Gasol, right? And I think most of them come with being battle-tested.
Head coach Nick Nurse speaking after a 119-101 win over the Hawks. In college hoops, fourth-ranked Gonzaga dominated San Francisco 92-62. Brandon Clark led the way with 20 points and 16 rebounds. A blow to Kansas's Big 12 title hopes. Star player LeGerald Vick is taking a leave of absence. Coach Bill Self says it's for personal reasons. And some hot stove news. The Phillies traded for Marlins catcher JT Realmuto. Catcher Jorge Alfaro and pitching prospects Sixto Sanchez and Will Stewart are heading the other way. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville High wrestlers double duel with ACCHS and Sabetha was canceled Thursday as Atchison County did not have school. Marysville wrestlers are back in action on Friday. Chapman comes to Marysville and will meet Abilene for a 5 o'clock makeup duel. Marysville battles Abilene at 6:30 for the North Central Kansas League Championship. Thursday night high school basketball makeups. Girls action, Hanover beat Axtell 51-39. Boys play, Hanover took Axtell 68-48. The win was head coach Kim Losey's 500th. He is in his 24th season as head coach of the Wildcats. Friday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville at Clay Center. Girls and boys play beginning at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app. Valley Heights entertains Centralia. Hanover is host to Donovan West. Washington County tips off at Axtell. Frankfort will host Troy. Lynn is at Wetmore. Diller O'Dell at Friend. And Southern entertains Thayer Central. Again, Bulldog basketball tonight. Marysville at Clay Center. Live on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Donald Trump expressing some optimism about potentially reaching a trade deal with China. But in the same breath, the New York Times says the president may consider leaving some tariffs in place, even if the two sides eventually come to a landmark deal. He said without the tariffs, we wouldn't even be talking. The interview was conducted 2 days after trade talks wrapped up. He said he made a point very clear, and he plans on meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next month. And the president said China was prepared to make some significant changes to Beijing's economic policies. Some of those changes would include better market access to American companies, as well as buying more American products. The president had a letter from President Xi read aloud for reporters, including a commitment to buy 5 million tons of soybeans. Now, that caught administration officials a little off guard. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer was more guarded in his tone, saying the two sides haven't put together the framework of an agreement yet. He did say the main achievement, though, was that the two sides are talking, and those talks did not come off the rail. Chicken, pork, and beef producers should all see better days over the next 12 months, in spite of some challenges to each segment. One industry analyst, Jeremy Scott of Mizuho Securities, says the worst is behind the chicken market. That specific segment is one of the most difficult stretches in the last 5 years from December and January. He said substantial improvement in U.S. chicken profit will be powered by better exports and less than expected ramp up in new capacity. He said poultry margins are starting to move higher during a faster than expected price recovery and a boost in chicken products featuring both in restaurants and retail establishments. Other protein sector, Scott sees the beef packer margin continuing to trend favorably this year. That's in spite of being off the seasonal high and featured support at the retail level is beginning to move away from beef and onto chicken. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. The United States jobs report for January showed a gain of 304,000 new jobs in spite of the recent partial government shutdown that furloughed 800,000 workers. Agricultural Prospects President Dr. Bob Young says it's important to remember that the jobs report consists of two parts.
It's made up by an establishment survey where they go out and actually survey the companies or the firms that hire folks. Then they actually go out and survey households, survey folks that work. So the establishment survey, you know, as far as they were concerned, folks just didn't happen to be being paid, but as far as they were concerned, folks were still on the books, so there's basically no change in the establishment survey.
Now, the household survey gives a better picture of the shutdown's impact on federal workers. Young says combining the numbers of federal employees categorized as unemployed on temporary layoff or employed but absent from work shows that roughly 242,000 federal employees were out of work during surveys for the January jobs report. In spite of the shutdown, Young says the U.S. economy is still in reasonably good shape, and he says agriculture should keep an eye on the jobs report because it's a good indicator of how well the economy is doing.
Still, over the last 6 months or so, we've been running about 240,000 new jobs a month. So from the job side of the ledger, you'd have to think the economy's doing pretty much okay at this stage of the game.
He says anytime the economy declines, it affects the overall demand for agricultural products.
Anytime we end up with a downturn in the economy or a significant downturn in the economy, it does end up affecting folks' demand, how they eat, where they eat. You know, when you've got a weak economy, you're not willing to go out and buy that.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. Wanted, sheep shearers. I'll tell you how you can learn to be a sheep shearer after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
One of the perks of being on the radio is that you get invited to various events, and quite often you get to experience something that you've never done. For example, I was invited many years ago to take part in a sheep shearing contest at the National Western Stock Show in Denver. Although I spent most of my time growing up on and around farms, I'd never had an experience with sheep. But I did okay. I came in second. There was minimal blood loss for the lamb and none for me. So my ears perked up recently when I heard that the Indiana Sheep Association is going to be hosting a sheep shearing school Saturday, March 2nd at Poe's Sheep Farm in Franklin, Indiana. How much demand is there for sheep shearers? Larry Hopkins is with the association, and he also raises sheep in central Indiana.
Well, there's actually a big demand. It's something that's vital to the sheep industry to have your sheep sheared. If you don't get your sheep sheared at least once a year, then that puts them in an unhealthy situation just because of the dirt and parasites and dung tags and everything else that can get embedded into the wool. Unfortunately, it's become a little bit of a lost art, and there are not that many sheep shearers around anymore. So it's important to try to bring new shearers into the marketplace and help the younger shearers and the inexperienced shearers become more experienced. We're looking at putting together a program where we'll be able to certify shearers that they meet a certain level, but we try to do this every year. Most other state associations have some sort of a shearing training program where they try to encourage shearers to get into the business. Some people want to do shearing just so they can shear their own flock. Others are interested in becoming more experienced, and they are then available for many producers. But right now in Indiana, we probably have somewhere around 20 sheep shearers, and we could easily use double that number.
There is a registration fee of $50, which covers the workshop, the necessary shearing equipment, tools, and a free lunch. All of the instructors will be master shearers, and these people can really get the wool off a lamb in a hurry. More information is available for the March 2nd sheep shearing training at indianasheep.com. That's www.indianasheep.com. Back after this.
A farm auction, including Marshall County farmland, home, and rural property, as well as personal property for the Gregory Trust, will be sold Saturday, February 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. at 2494 19th Terrace, Frankfort. Real estate selling in three tracts. Tract 1 is 33.6 acres bottomland, 27.5 acres cropland. Tract 2 is 40 acres native grass with a ranch-style home, 2,700 square feet, built in 1973. And Tract 3 is 120 acres, 58 in cropland, the balance native grass and cover in the draws for game. Garage and household items, including kitchen appliances, sell beginning at 10. A 2014 Nissan 4x4 pickup sells at 11, and the real estate will follow. The home and personal property items are well cared for. For property inspection, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148, or go online at jhorrigan.com for complete details, including sale bill. This farm auction, 2494 19th Terrace, Frankfort, is Saturday, February 9th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune for Ag Outlook Saturday morning, 7:35 till 8 on Key and EY. Livestock is the focus this week, with a recap of 2018 and a look ahead to 2019. Ag Outlook at 7:35 till 8 Saturday on Key and EY, a service of Alliance Insurance, Brunet Implement, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. A chilly 3 degrees with a wind chill below zero on a light northwest wind. Highs only around 20, perhaps topping 20 with sunshine today. We may break freezing mark Saturday and approach 40 by Sunday with a weekend warm-up on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Kansas guard LeGerald Vick taking a leave of absence from the basketball program, leaving the number 13 Jayhawks even more shorthanded as they face an uphill climb to a 15th straight Big 12 title. Jayhawks coach Bill Self said in a statement last night, Vic has some personal matters that require his immediate attention. The coach said there's no timeline for LeGerald Vick's return to the KU Jayhawks. Hoops action this weekend for the aforementioned Kansas Jayhawks. They'll be in action against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That game tips off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The K-State Wildcats taking on the Baylor Bears with a 5 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. And the Wichita State Shockers will be in action as well tomorrow. They'll mix it up with the Tulane Green Wave with a 7 o'clock tip-off tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction has rescheduled the 27th annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction to March 18, 19, and 20 at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, call Scott Auction at 1-800-466-8214 or see scottauction.com on the Internet. Scott Auction's 27th Annual Western Kansas Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on March 18, 19, and 20, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The Kansas City Chiefs already planning their future around signing quarterback Patrick Mahomes to a long-term contract, even though the league MVP can't sign an extension until after next season. Chiefs General Manager Brett Veach says some of the financial decisions made dating back to a year ago were done with Mahomes in mind. Some are speculating Mahomes could sign the NFL's first $200 million deal. The Kansas City Royals signed reliever Brad Boxberger to a $2.2 million contract for this season, adding a veteran arm to a bullpen in which plenty of jobs will be available in spring training. Boxberger can earn an additional $500,000 in bonuses for appearing in 60 games and finishing 45 of them. He could compete with Willy Peralta, who was 14 of 14 in save opportunities last season, for the right to close out games in Kansas City. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a good weekend. I'm Rick Everett.
Marysville High Wrestlers double duel with ACCHS and Sabetha was canceled Thursday as Atchison County did not have school. Marysville Wrestlers are back in action on Friday. Chapman comes to Marysville and will meet Abilene for a 5 o'clock makeup duel. Marysville battles Abilene at 6:30 for the North Central Kansas League.